Good Tuesday. Today is August the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, beef making agricultural news today as U.S. beef exports to Australia are resuming after nearly 20 years. We're going to take a look at why that wasn't occurring, what's changed, and what we can expect in the future. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
For the first time in 20 years, U.S. beef will be shipped to Australia. Negotiations between the two countries has led to open trade after delays continued for many years. Now, according to the United States Meat Export Federation, it's been 21 years since bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, resulted in a market closure to the U.S. beef around the world. While most markets had been reopened, Australia continued to ban U.S. beef exports due to BSE concerns. Now, Australia is one of the last countries to maintain a ban on U.S. beef exports after the 21-year post-BSE, and its restrictions are purely a protectionist measure against the U.S. beef industry, which are long overdue for resolution, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. President Donald Trump has continually worked on trade deals around the world. The NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, thanked the president for this trade win for America's cattle farmers and ranchers. For 20 years, U.S. beef was denied access to Australia, while Australia exported $29 billion worth of beef to U.S. consumers. The lack of two-way science-based trade has been a sticking point for many years, and we're pleased President Trump was successful in reopening the Australian market to American beef, that according to NCBA President Buck Wehrwein. NCBA has spent decades working to correct this trade imbalance, and we're proud to have a president who's willing to fight for American farmers and ranchers, expand export markets, and fix unfair trade agreements across the world. Now, in 2024 alone, Australia shipped a total of $1.7 billion in beef to the U.S., that according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and they added that Australia would be a niche market for U.S. beef with opportunities at food service in the short run and providing a premium product in the long run without any threat to Australia's industry. Australia beef prices are far lower than U.S. beef prices, which limits export potential from a cost perspective. And with the U.S. cowherd at its lowest level in the last 62 years, the market is not expected to be overwhelmed with supply anytime soon. Australia is the sixth largest exporting market for the United States. In other agricultural news, backed by popular demand, the Ohio Soybean Association has announced the dates for its third year of the Hometown Tour stops. The Hometown Tour will follow the Ohio Soybean Association to agricultural businesses across the state, where farmers can gather to learn more about operating within tight margins, methods to grow your yields, and live demonstrations of BioRestore, that's a soy-based asphalt sealant, and much more. Now, breakfast will be provided. There is no cost to attend, but you do have to register in advance. Also, if you're a CCA, CPAGS, CPSSs, and CPSCs who attend, you are eligible to receive CEU credits. Now, the tour dates are August the 5th, the 6th, and the 28th. The program runs from 7:30 in the morning till 11:45. The first stop will be coming up on Tuesday, August the 5th. That'll take place at the Old Barns at Dry Run Farm. That's over in Pickaway County, Williamsport, Ohio. The second stop is on Wednesday the 6th, taking place at Wright State University's Lake Campus over in Mercer County, that in Salina. And then the final stop will be on Thursday, August the 28th. That will be held at the Louis Dreyfus Crush Facility site in Upper Sandusky. For more information and to register, you can go to their website. That is www.soyohio.org/hometown. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, sticking with livestock news, after a two-year absence, USDA's July cattle report returned last week. USDA's Rod Bain has the details.
At anticipation, shared last spring by USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer to farm broadcasters.
I'm glad I have my July report back because that's the one I'll be looking at.
The Agriculture Department's July cattle report was among various National Agricultural Statistics Service monthly reports suspended in 2024 for budget reasons, then restored earlier this year. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell explains the significance of the biannual cattle reports, one in January, followed by the second in July.
One report coming out reflecting where the cattle herd is on January 1st, and then the second one reflecting where the cattle herd is on July 1st, so kind of a mid-year sort of checkup. And while the July report isn't quite as comprehensive as the January report is the one that we often use to kind of benchmark where we are in the cattle cycle, which, for those that aren't familiar, the cattle and beef industry works along the cattle cycle, which take a full 10 years. So it's an industry, and the inventories of cattle can move in very kind of gradual year-by-year sort of increments. And so while the January report we look at is kind of being the benchmark to see where we are and where the market is in terms of supply of cattle, the July report provides a good insight in terms of where we are midway through the year. We kind of get a sense from producers whether or not they're retaining females to enter into the breeding herd, or get a sense of what our calf crop is for the year, all these types of things that give us a really important insight into the direction of the overall supply of the cattle and beef market.
So what were the findings from the first USDA July cattle report in 2 years? According to Travis Averill of the National Agricultural Statistics Service,
July 1st, the United States, all cattle and calves are at 94.2 million head, down 1.3% from 2023.
Over 38 million head of cows and heifers were calved this year, down 1% from 2023. By species,
beef cows are at 28,650,000 head, down 1.2% from 2023. Milk cows are up 50,000 head from 2023 at 9,450,000.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.